From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea is said to have generated about $200 million in just 9 months last year by exporting banned commodities in breach of the United Nations sanctions. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
The report added there was also evidence that North Korea had supplied weapons to Syria and Myanmar. Investigators looked at 40 previously unreported North Korean shipments between 2012 and 2017 to Syria's Scientific Studies and Research Center, a body which oversees the country's chemical weapons program. Syria agreed to destroy its chemical weapons in 2013, but diplomats and weapons experts suspect Syria may have secretly maintained or developed a new chemical weapons capability.
A disputed memo has been released by the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. It outlines allegations by Republican lawmakers that FBI investigators abused their powers in their probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump commented on it shortly after declassifying it.
I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that and you see that and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves and much worse than that.
And for their part, Democrats condemned the release of the memo and said Republicans had selected certain facts in a bid to help the president and undermine the Russia probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
The point was to selectively declassify information so that it would support a narrative favorable to the president.
Democrats also warned Mr. Trump not to use the memo as grounds to fire Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is overseeing the Mueller probe, or firing perhaps Mueller himself. This is VOA News.